There he goes. You begin the week now. If this is a special week for you, if this is a week when you have a wedding or you have an anniversary or you have a birthday or maybe one of your children has a birthday or any of those other things, remember that the Obama administration's reelection campaign needs money. Huh. They have said they have the Obama event registry asking people, quote, let your friends know how important this election is to you. Register with Obama 2012 and ask for a donation in lieu of a gift.
Huh. So send your 12-year-old a card and said, you know, in honor of your birthday,
yeah, really,
we donated to the Obama campaign.
Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. A great,
that'll thrill them.
It's a great way to support the president.
Right.
On their big day. Because, I mean, it's their day, but it is about President Obama. Plus, it's a gift that they can appreciate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much better than, I don't know, whatever you were going to get them.
Yeah, like,
or that,
know,
that some, party at some fast food restaurant. Why go do that? It'll just make them fat or fatter. Instead.
Yeah, tokens and some plush rat dancing on a stage.
We don't have one of those anymore, do we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do? Oh, okay, yeah.
Give the money where it will really make a difference for all U.S. Americans. Please quit being so damn selfish. All right.
That's right.
Good.
That's right.
Got that done.
Who
all
needs
right.
cold French fries when you can contribute to the
That's
Obama
right.
campaign?
And, you know, you might end up getting a card. You might not.
Oh, yeah.
But sure.
Yeah. From maybe both of them.
Yeah,
you know, Brock and M.
Yeah, or maybe the kids.
Yeah, maybe the kids might, you know, put their little thumbprint on it or something.
Yeah, right. But that's it. Ooh, that's it. Put a thumbprint and then sign it in childlike scrawl underneath
in a crayon.
Yeah, yeah. Be perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, Bobby Jindal. he pushed me. He was on Meet the Press yesterday. Pushed back on the notion.
Starting his 16 campaign,
isn't it?
Yeah.
He pushed back on the notion that Mitt Romney once favored an individual mandate as part of the health care reform at the federal level. The governor said, Mitt Romney's always been against the nationwide mandate. Well, then NBC plays this video from back in 06 where Romney talks about the individual mandate, yada, yada, yada. And when they finish that, Gov Bobby says, you know, Mardi Gras is great for Louisiana, but it may not work well in Vermont or other states. What I'm saying is every state is different. People in Vermont are going, huh? Did we ask your coon asses to come up and visit us?
Who's this guy talking about us?
What did we ever do to him?
That's right.
Down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You going to give us your Super Bowl, too? Huh?
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Huh? Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Wait till another hurricane gets up here. Then you can come visit, right?
Or wait till you have one, see if we help you.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't know. Jindal throwing Vermont under the bus, so we'll see how that works out for them.
Yeah, they're a little state. They'll fit under the bus.
Of course they will. That's right. And let's see what else. Oh, Mitch McConnell, he was on Meet the Press. Yeah, he said, if I become the head of the majority party, in other words, the Senate, then by golly, we're going to vote this Obama health care law out next year. Okay, Mitch, thanks a lot. Which will be interesting. I guess that does make the Senate races far more important now.
Yeah.
Now, I heard we had audio this morning, Ted Cruz and Dan Patrick getting on it, getting after each other on Dan Patrick's radio show down in Houston.
Ah.
And
were there sparks of flying?
Well, there were, and there have been before, I think. And he's kind of crossed Dewhurst a little bit, but not to the point that he did Ted Cruz. And Cruz said, are you going to let me answer, or are you just going to yell at me?
we had that story in the 6 o'clock news.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had the audio of it. Are you just going to yell at me?
No yelling.
No, please, no. Don't do that. Yeah. And so I guess, we had all the important people in the Obama administration talk about John Roberts. It wasn't John Roberts' ruling. It was actually John Roberts leading the court. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of his
ruling.
There
are people who are saying it's a 1-4-4 deal, but anyway.
Yeah, right.
So they got all those people out who they could. So then yesterday they bring the White House chief of staff out to express his opinion on a Supreme Court ruling. I don't get that.
Who is the chief of staff?
Well, I knew you'd want
to know. The bald-headed guy left, right?
Jack Lew.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, of course. Jack Lew.
So
Jack Lew what?
So in lieu of Obama, he Lew spoke, right?
So in other words, he's got a name that's the same as a potty in England. And
right.
Anyway, he pushed back on what aspect of last week's Supreme Court decision upholding that. He's talking about this whole tax thing. He said it's not a tax. He said the law is clear. It's called a penalty. And second, the Supreme Court ruled that the law is constitutional. So quit throwing facts at me. Just quit it. Oh, and then here you go. John Boehner, who's looking really good. I mean, the tan is, I think, almost perfect. Not sure if he's...
I think he's using some bronzer.
It could be. I just don't see any lighter spots than any other. He just looks great. He's got those pastel ties that just make it stand out. I mean, wow. Just wow. Anyway, so he did not step back from his pledge to repeal President Obama's health care reform package. He said, quote, this has to be ripped out by the roots.
The roots?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said this.
What Alex Haley ever do to him?
Yeah. This is government taking over the entire health industry. End quote. Okay. Excuse me. I think we pretty well understand where the Speaker of the House stands on this. Then he said, well, we could have a common sense debate about some provisions that we might want to put in. Well, wait a minute. I thought you told me it had to be pulled out by the roots. That means like none of it's left. Oh, but we might find something over here we could do. We might do this for you.
Pay no attention.
That's right. And finally today, I believe we have once again found... Did I mention that if you have a birthday or an anniversary or something coming up that the Obama administration might like you to give a gift to the campaign instead of a gift?
Okay. Yeah, I think you started the segment.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the president apparently continuing his full court press for campaign cash, the Daily Beast got its hands on a recording of an 18-minute conference call that the leader of the free world made from Air Force One last Friday.
Oh, a birthday greeting?
He said, quote, the majority of this call maxed out my campaign last time. I really need you to do the same this time. I'm asking you to meet or exceed what you did in 2008 because we're going to have to deal with these super PACs in a serious way. And if we don't, frankly, I think the political scene is going to be changed permanently because the special interests that are financing my opponent's campaign are just going to consolidate themselves. They're going to run Congress and the White House, unquote. Now,
so make these phones ring.
Yeah, well, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Really.
Yeah.
Exactly. Donate now and you'll get some time.
That's right.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from? Yeah.
That's right. Look, here's the fire chief. Put him to work. Make his phone ring right here.
So... But the deal is, this kind of call is illegal.
Oh.
You cannot. It is against federal law to conduct campaign activities from any government office.
Well, yeah. I would have known that. Citizens Reyes.
Yeah.
Citizens Reyes.
No.
We can't arrest him?
No, we can't, and here's the reason.
Why?
It says here that the president used a special phone. So he has like a bat phone there in Air Force One.
Did he paid for out of his own salary?
I don't know. They're saying
what do you have to call the phone company and wait all day for him to show up?
Yeah, it's a special phone. Yeah, wait for the guy to show up.
Yeah.
Land the airplane in Des Moines. That's where
that's
he is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just tapping his toe.
Guy comes in there with a big tool belt and he's got himself a... Yeah.
They said he'll be here between noon and 6. Right. I just got to be here.
Y'all a princess phone. We got a special on those.
Yeah, really.
So anyway.
He borrowed that from the girls, too.
Yeah, it's a special phone, so it wasn't illegal. He didn't break a law, even though he was begging for money on Air Force One. Anyway, so there you go, 646.